midwifery, you know, it's a conversation we've been planning to have because I had my children ages ago, but it just feels like midwives have been ignored in the conversation when it comes to the prenatal care of a pregnant woman and even the birth process and then postnatally as well. We don't center them or have them as part of conversations around how we can better improve outcomes for pregnant women, for mothers and babies. Have you used the services of a midwife? How did you find it? Was it difficult in finding a midwife, the relationship building and fostering that relationship? How important was it as part of your birthing journey? So joining us now in studio is Dr. Howard Manyonga. He's an obstetrician and gynecologist, part of the birthing team, which is currently operational in Berea in Johannesburg at Netcare Rand Clinic. He's got great insights as an obstetrician. He has an interesting approach in how he provides care for pregnant women and mothers. But this, of course, is about your experiences as well. So we're taking those, your comments on 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs. Howard, how are you doing? Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Azania, and thank you for having me back again.
Yes, and great work. I think the team and this center that you have is clearly doing really great work in providing the sort of care that's required.
No, absolutely. So now we have two. So we have Berea in Johannesburg, and we're also in Durban in the city center. Mm-hmm. And certainly, yes, we're very pleased with the progress we have made, and our patients are happy.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So am I incorrect? Because, you know, if you're not in the process of making a family, you might not consider these issues. If you're not in the profession, if you're not in part of the medical profession's family, or if you're not a parent to be, you might not consider this particular subject matter. But are midwives ignored?
Yeah, so Azania, I think we should all be concerned when it comes to midwifery because it is about access and the quality of life that one leads and what you achieve sometimes is really determined by what happens before you're born and what happens during the pregnancy of the mom. And
as
what
they
happens
say, the first 1,000 days.
The first 1,000 days. So you will know that there's an emphasis now on the first 1,000 days and how foundational that is in creating the path, the life cycle, if you like, for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly I think we should all be concerned about the role of midwives, because now there is overwhelming evidence that when midwives are involved in the full spectrum of the care, outcomes are much better.
Right.
There's no argument about that at all now.
Yeah. Right. And is that just a product of how society has evolved? Because they were central in previous days, and perhaps then as well it was days, and perhaps then as well it was, it came down to access, it came down to how populations were scattered and how certain people in a community will take up that role. And maybe as a consequence with how we live now, there's much more weight placed on you and your peers as obstetricians, as gynecologists.
Yeah, so to contextualize it properly, I think we're talking here about the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one has to go back to the history of the healthcare system in South Africa. So the private healthcare system has ballooned or mushroomed in the past 20 years, whereas the majority of babies prior to 94 were delivered in the public sector,
mm-hmm.
where the role of the midwife is still central. So the majority of babies in the public sector are delivered by midwives. Now, private sector is different. And I think there are some historical reasons why it has become different with respect to the role of midwives.
Mm-hmm.
It developed organically. It was not well planned. And in that organic development, I think midwives' role was really relegated to being assistants to the obstetricians.
And we've also heard of shortages in the past. Is it just about also the choices that nurses are making? Because this is added to their training in order for you to be able to be a midwife. If we're looking at it from the nurse's perspective, there is that added course that you have to do to qualify and be able to practice. Are enough nurses making this choice to get this qualification?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Azania, because the shortage of nurses and midwives in particular is not a South African problem only.
Mm-hmm.
This is a worldwide problem. And when you scout in the literature, UK, US, everywhere, many of these countries are importing nurses from elsewhere.
Yeah.
And as to the reasons why people are no longer choosing midwifery to the same extent that they would in the past, I think there are many reasons, but one of them, well, included would be job satisfaction, stress that comes with the work. I mean, the majority of midwives work in the public sector. And working in the public sector with its known challenges, I think it brings a lot of pressure on the midwives who work under very difficult conditions to offer what is still fairly a decent service, even in the public sector. But in the private, I mean, the supply of midwives is affected as well by the lack of training institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So you may recall that prior to 94 and maybe in the early part of the
new dispensation. One of our worst decisions, in fact, colleges that were done away with.
So the training colleges disappeared and midwifery training colleges went in that smoke. So in a way, the supply of midwives is not matching the demand of midwives in the South African and indeed in many other countries' situations.
Earlier on, you referred to research that indicates that there are better outcomes when there is a midwife involved.
That's right.
What does the literature tell us?
So the literature tells us that when you involve a midwife in the care of a woman, the outcomes, whether you're looking at the outcomes immediately during or around the birth, or longer term, up to maybe a year afterwards, all the outcomes are better for the mother and for the baby. And we believe that when you situate a midwife in a team where they are contributing and are supplemented by other disciplines, you have the perfect opportunity to identify problems early and to act on them. And there is now also overwhelming evidence that the emotional support that women get from midwives does reduce things like preterm delivery. So the role of the midwife in a team is really critical in achieving those outcomes. There's no question about it now.
Ahmed Ishmael on Twitter says, my three kids were delivered at home. Midwives rock, he says.
Absolutely.
Very comforting, caring, and we had three excellent experiences. As a bonus, no rushing to hospital as well, all in the comfort of the home. Are we seeing this connection, though, with people who choose to have home births and obviously the dependence on midwives?
Yes, so there is a tiny, maybe a small number of babies that are delivered at home in South Africa. In some of the Nordic countries, that number is much higher. But in the what you would need to do that is a very well developed community midwifery services and the transitions of care that are quite smooth, and indeed a transport system that is available to transfer the women if complications develop at home.
Right.
So there is a small number of specialist midwives in big centers like Johannesburg, Cape Town, and maybe one of the other larger cities where midwives do offer that home delivery service. But I must say, by and large, the majority of midwives would conduct their births within the setting of a birthing clinic or a birthing unit, or indeed in the setting of a hospital.
Right. Now, you believe in this integrated approach, and this is what you're utilizing your centers.
Yeah.
So how should that look? How should it look? As you say, there is a dearth of this integrated approach within the private sector.
Yeah, so how it looks, so I'm speaking here as an executive of a PPOSERV, a professional provider organizations, which is a healthcare services management company where our core business really is in helping doctors organize themselves into commercial entities.
Yes. And I remember our previous conversation
that's
as well.
Right.
So this is a similar region, but a different focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our competencies, and I'm part of a bigger team, but our collective competencies and experiences enable us to work with obstetricians and midwives and help them organize themselves into commercial entities.
Right.
And we call those the birthing teams. So in each local area, the birthing team is owned by the clinicians who work in it.
Mm-hmm.
But in those teams, we design those teams structurally to optimize the team performance. So midwives utilize to their full extent within the team, which involves obstetricians as well and pediatricians.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it works is that the midwife does the work that is within their scope and escalate to a medical officer or indeed sometimes to an obstetrician as needed.
Yes.
And that way you are able to enable the obstetrician to be responsible for a much larger number of women under their care, because they don't have to see everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They only see those who have problems. And frankly, this is what we are trying to do as obstetricians, to look after complicated pregnancies. And the ones that are not complicated, that's the territory of the midwife. And I think together, that combination of obstetrician, midwife, and adding into the mix and pediatrician and so on,
mm-hmm.
Gives us the best chance of performing in this, what is really a team sport.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, and I mean, yeah. For as long as I can remember, it was always known or regarded as a very noble profession.
Yeah, that's right.
We're taking calls this afternoon, by the way, on your experiences. Have you enlisted the services of a midwife when it came to the birth of your child or during your pregnancy? 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs, your WhatsApps as well, on 072-702-1702. Sherry, you're in Sandton. What's been your midwife experience?
Hi, Azania. Hi, doctor. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Look, I birthed with a midwife 2 years ago, and it was the best decision that I could have ever made.
Wow.
With my firstborn son about 5 years ago, I ended up with a Caesar, and look, I was fortunate to have had, you know, a really good OB that I was seeing at the time, and I just took a different route the second time around, and it was absolutely amazing. It felt like I had my mum there with me the entire journey.
Yes.
It was so good.
Where was it? Did you give birth in hospital, even with the services of a midwife?
No, actually, I did the whole natural birthing, and I went through, I was at Genesis Clinic with Sue King, and unfortunately, she passed away last year, but she was an amazing, amazing midwife.
Wow.
And it was really, like I say, it felt like I had my mum with me on the most amazing journey in my life. Yeah.
Wow, that just speaks to why it's so critical. Sherry, thank you for your story.
Yes. Thank you, Azania.
Lovely.
Bye.
What a beautiful testimony.
I know, echoing exactly what Ahmed had said earlier on. And I suspect it also drives down costs.
No, absolutely. I mean, the reliance on obstetricians, even for low-risk pregnancies, drives up costs.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, I think the structural inadequacies of obstetricians or midwives working by themselves means the opportunities to catch complications early is
better, higher.
Missed. Yeah. Well, the opportunities
to catch.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a better opportunity to actually catch conditions and avert disastrous outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, there's no duplication of effort. And many times, one of the cost drivers is duplicated tests or duplicated effort.
Right.
Or using a hammer to swat a fly, really.
Right, okay.
As a manner of speaking.
Yeah, what a lovely metaphor. Let's go to Tamlin now in Newtown. Hello, Tamlin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Did you use the services of a midwife?
Yes, I did. I used a midwife and a doula when I gave birth last year, October.
Oh, wow. And was it just as it was described earlier by Sherry?
Absolutely. It was absolutely one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
There were sort of two ladies. They were so helpful. They understood. I had a long birth, and I had gastro just prior to giving birth.
Yeah.
So I was in labor for close to 31 hours.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have been able to get through that birth without them. And
you must have been exhausted.
I was exhausted at the end, yes. I was. That's why it took so long, because I just actually had no energy.
Mm.
But if I wouldn't have got through that first visit without them, and I probably, if I was in a conventional hospital with a gynae, I would have landed up in a Caesar, which is what I didn't want.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Wow, Tamlin. Thank you so much for that. So a doula and a midwife in her case. And then Elizabeth in Greymont. Hello.
Hi there, Zania.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I had a midwife and a doctor for both of my two children's births. I found private doctors at a hospital who had midwives working with them and then saw them for most of my visits, and just the doctors at certain steps of my pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really recommend it. I think what was great for me was the fact that I had a relationship. When I went into labor, I phoned them up. They came out at night.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who I was going to meet, and it really worked for me. I was 36 and 38 when I had my children, and I'm very small. I've got just size 3 feet. So I think for a lot of obstetricians would have just marked me down for a caesar straight away. I had a vacuum delivery with my first child, but the midwife was there. The doctor did it and she was there.
Mm.
And my second child was a 4.52 kilogram boy, and I delivered him normally.
Wow. 4.5!
Yeah, with the assistance of the doctor and the midwife, but I really would recommend it. It works so well for me to have that team.
At what point, Elizabeth, did you get the midwife involved in your pregnancy?
Right from the beginning.
Right in the book, yeah.
Yes, I saw a doctor for an appointment, and then from the next appointment on, the midwives were there. So by the time I got to know them going to labor, we knew each other well.
Fantastic. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Very much. I think these are great. Yep. Testimonies of why there is so much value. There's one more. One says, hi, as I had my sons in 2013 and 2016, I was looked after by a midwife, Kolima Kabane, during both pregnancies, and she delivered both my boys at Genesis Clinic in Johannesburg. She was absolutely wonderful, and I would recommend the midwife-led care option to anyone with an uncomplicated pregnancy. I was fortunate to have an understanding gynae who released me into Koli's care early on in my pregnancy and supported my decision to take this route. And I think all of this has made a strong case.
No, absolutely. And I think Elizabeth alluded to a shared care model where the care was shared between a midwife and the obstetrician coming in at certain points to just supervise and see that everything is going well.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, that's quite similar, but we go further than just putting the two individuals together. We actually put a team together, and then we build the assets to support coordinating that team effort.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly that shared care model is something that really interests us when you put these disciplines together.
And I hope that women will start demanding that there be this shared care model. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Azania, for having me on.